بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This ayat, we hear it quite often, and the translation also, inshallah we understand the translation, that oh Allah grant us and hablana, that give us as hiba, as a gift. We are not entitled to it, we are just asking for a gift from you, oh Allah. Min azwajina wa dhurriyatina, from our spouses and from our offspring, our children. Purrata ayun, the coolness of the eye. This is proverbial, which means great, great joy. That when we see our children, we feel very, very happy. That they are according to what we would like into in our hearts. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us for the muttaqeen, the pious people, the people who have got taqwa, make us their imam. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, explained that Hazrat Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali said, all the parents are the imams of the children, especially the father. He is the imam. And when they are muttaqeen, then you will be imamul muttaqeen. You will be the imam of those, your followers who are muttaqeen. And that person who is imamul muttaqeen, what a muttaqeen mustn't he be? If all the people, the followers are all muttaqeen, and then the imam is the imam of the muttaqeen, like our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, imamul anbiya. So the anbiya are so great, so how great mustn't the imam of the anbiya be? So if we, so according to this is a dua we should make regularly. And also, we have been taught by our elders, one great buzurg says, that if we make this dua regularly, after Faraz namaz, then inshallah, as many people have complaints about the children, that they are not pious, they are not obedient, disobedient, etc., Allah Ta'ala will make them, change them to the coolness of the eyes. So we should try and read this dua also regularly, so that when we see our children, we feel happy. Dua is also there, and we commonly know, with dua goes dawa. We must make the effort also. So with our children, where we make an effort, with dua, and we should, we must be very conscious of dua for our children. Parents' duas for their children are very readily accepted. They are not turned away, they are accepted very readily. And we all got feeling for our children, we should have feeling for the whole ummah's children. Especially our children, we should have what great feeling, and we should make this dua from our heart for our children. And then together with that, the dawa, the effort also we must make on our children. And the effort that we must make is that our children, their ta'aleem, their education, and their tarbiyah, their nurturing must be according to Islam. They are Muslim children, so they should be trained and taught according to Islam. In other words, we should try our best to see that they get a proper Islamic education. So that they can read Quran Sharif correctly, and that they read regularly also Quran Sharif. The basic masalas, rules pertaining to our cleanliness, taharat, namaz, the basic things, all those what they require, they must acquire that knowledge also. And that knowledge is best beneficial on which practice is also, there is practice, amal also. So, together with that, we must try and see that what they are learning normally in our setup, they learn in the madrasa, they go to the maktab, they learn. But as parents, we should take interest that are our children getting the proper Islamic education or not? Is it being imparted to them? And then, are they practicing upon it? It's not just sufficient that we get Islamic education, but that the practice on it must be also. So as parents at home, we can see, for example, we should try the dressing of the children must be according to Islam. And we must be an example, the imam. So our dressing, Islamic, for example, our proper Islamic dressing, if at any place they don't allow it, then we must find out the masala also, the rule. But at least at home, we know it's a Muslim home. So have Islamic dressing at home. And for the children, for us also as the parents, the mother, the father, we also dress so they see that this is the Islamic dressing. If we are not dressed Islamically, then how are we going to tell the children? They will tell that you are not dressed Islamically. Now how can you enforce it on us? And if we will dress Islamically, inshallah, they will also automatically follow suit. Together with that, all other things also, eating according to sunnah. If we are, they are just being taught the du'as, but eating time, nobody is reading du'as, for example. Or they are taught is sunnah to sit on the floor and eat, but at home we don't sit on the floor and eat. And many other things also, everything, what they are being taught, and we have learned, we go in jamaat, we learn, we go to Buzurgani Deen in the Khanqas, they teach us the various sunnahs, etc., and how to live. But this is not only while we in Jamaat or while we in the Khanqa. It is there, it's being taught so that it comes 24 hours in our life. Nobody is perfect, nobody is an angel, but we have to try. And we should have the love in our heart of every sunnah to practice upon every command of Allah. Namaz should be alive in our homes. The women folk read namaz at home. Quran Sharif should be alive in our homes. And then some zikr, some dua, some ta'aleem, etc. If all these things are present in our homes, then our children will follow suit as well, inshallah. One person recently told me, I'll finish on that, he says that that from his father's time, they used to live on a farm, and they used to have first thing after Maghrib, ta'aleem, fazail-e-a'maal. He says, still today, we are still carrying on with it. So this is what it is, that we Quran Sharif in the morning, Quran Sharif after Maghrib, they should have regularly all sit together. And after that, some ta'aleem also. After that, only supper. So like that, inshallah, we all should also try to bring Islamic ethos alive. Islamic ta'aleem, make sure our children get the proper education. Today is a time when our aqaid, our beliefs, we have to also check very much. Because a lot of other people are making all other efforts. So we should have the correct aqaid beliefs also. And then from there, inshallah, all the practices of Islam in our ibadat and all the other departments of deen also. May Allah make this nikah to be a source of that. And everyone of us, our homes, make it a maktab at home, make it a madrasa at home. Let the home become a khanqa, let the home become a tablighi markaz. Everything must take place. It's a Muslim home, all these things. And then we can expect those children to be born that we all desire for and we hope for. And together with that, du'as also. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.